This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. It is time for the Hodgepodge. Brought to you by Two Men in a Junk Truck. Visit them at twomeninajunktruck.com.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Still can't get over Donnie yesterday. Keep the music going here, Sean. Can't get over Donnie in this spot yesterday asking us, hey, can you guys give me advice on things to do in Staten Island while I'm there this weekend? Bro, you're going to Staten Island.
Get out of Staten Island. It's like Escape from New York with Kurt Russell.
Hey, guys, any advice on what to do in Youngstown this weekend?
There's actually more to do in Youngstown than I think I know to do in Staten Island.
Yes, you are proximate. You are close to Manhattan and Brooklyn and very cool places. The place to be and party is not Staten Island. So that's where Donnie is. Keep the music going here,
just
Seth.
Lay it down there nice and low. Yeah. I think Donnie, by the way, was a little hurt by the way we like kind of made fun of the whole situation. I kind of like this. No, I think he was a little wounded.
I honestly didn't know how to help him.
Neither did I. I was like, I don't know, go try to find out where Pete Davidson grew up. Wait, didn't people from like, which rap group started there?
A Tribe Called Quest.
I think Fat Joe lived on Staten Island and like, he did an MTV Cribs where it was just like a regular ass house.
Fat Joe, big Yankees fan.
I think it was a regular ass house.
Fat Joe now, regular size Joe. He's one of those guys. Maybe an Awaken 180 user.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Sure is. You see how much this Paul Skeens card's going for?
How much?
So that one of one card where the Pirates tried to make that deal with the kid.
What is this? Like a, we got like a medley here.
It's just a rotation of different things.
You know the,
right.
You know the
nice
one
surprise.
You know the one of one rookie patch card?
Yes, I do. Yes, yes, yes.
So the kid pulled the card in California, and the Pirates offered him season tickets behind home plate for 30 years and a chance to come play like a pickup game at PNC Park, and the kid declined it.
Okay.
And now it's finally up for auction, and it's up for auction, I believe, for 2 weeks. Because they want those things to just go bananas. And I think at last check, it was well over, let me double check here, well over $300,000. And they expect it to go for close to $1 million. Darren Revell tweeted, the Pirates will pay Skeens $800,000 this season. So the card will go for more
than he's making.
Than the actual money that gets paid out for Paul Skeens' Cy Young production this season.
God, does anybody in sports media like a story like that more than Revell?
I like a story like that.
You don't like it as much as Revell does, is my point.
The card market and sports memorabilia market, man, did I get an absolute crash course in that.
When
I was down in Florida. Yeah, Gary Bowser.
They were talking about it at my kid's bus stop this morning.
Gary Bowser, an incredible collection.
Hold on.
That he had and sold, and now he's back in. Lower this a little bit, Sean.
I got a story for you on that front. So we're talking about it. It comes up at, like, because all the kids trade Pokemon cards. So, like, Lennox got into it, and I was laughing to some of the other parents saying, like, yeah, Lennox is probably getting fleeced. He has no idea what he's doing yet. Kids are probably taking good cards off him for nothing. Whatever. So one of the other people that lives on the street tells a story. I guess there was a teacher at, like, his school growing up. The teacher would trade baseball cards with the kids and fleece them.
Oh, that's messed up.
And here, like, this went on.
That's really screwed up.
This went on for like 20 years. So kids would be encouraged, like, oh yeah, you got baseball cards, I'll trade cards with you. Cool teacher, right? He would encourage
kids.
He's
raking them over the coals.
He's like saying, ooh, I'll take that perfect mint condition Mickey Mantle for like Joe Blow. The school finally had to tell him to
stop. Put the guy in jail.
I said, that's stealing.
It is.
That's stealing from these people. And they said,
especially,
yeah,
the like, oh man, you know, if you trade me that card, and yeah, there might not be a test on Friday.
I might have a Bip Roberts for you that I can give you. But like I said, put the dude in jail. If he's still alive, put his ass in jail. That's stealing. Anyway.
Have you ever really?
No, I never got into it.
In your adult years, post being a kid?
No.
How about you, Sean?
I was not a card collector as a kid in general. Like I couldn't see the future enough to be like, okay, I could sell this someday.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey. I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
I worked at a place that sold fairly high-end trading cards. It was crazy how much some of these people spent. I mean, there was like a 4-card wrap was like $400 in certain instances where you're guaranteed to get like an autograph and so on. Yeah. I never got into it, but I could tell you there's a lot of people who put a lot of money into it. It feels like more times than not, they're not really making a profit, but
it's a little strange.
It's definitely
to me.
Like gambling or investing.
Yeah, but I think the reason it's booming again is because people got so scarred by NFTs that these actually are like physical, tangible resources
well,
you can hold.
Post-COVID, it's just taken off again. The hobby was reborn. People were bored during COVID, got
What's
into it,
What's going to become the Hannes Wagner of this generation? Like, is there a random Hannes Wagner? Like, what's going to become the one that's the white whale?
There's a Brady rookie card that's, I think, sold at auction for maybe over $1 million.
It would have to be somebody that's like a player who comes out of nowhere in their chosen sport to become like basically the GOAT, where there isn't...
Jeremy Lin.
It would have to be like...
Wait, why? Why does it have to be like that?
You know what would be the closest one where like they wouldn't have made a big run of cards? If you had like a mint Nikola Jokic and you're like, all right, this guy's probably the best player in the NBA and has been for like 3 or 4 years at least, that would do some
But it's
some
not
work.
Based on just that. It's based on how much people...
Want
the are
card.
Interested and obsessed with the athlete or whatever, and that's why...
Oh, they were obsessed with the Flying Dutchman back in his day.
Flying Dutchman.
That's the called him.
Oh, I know.
He was lived on a railroad
I just haven't heard
in
that
Carnegie.
In a while.
This is a hodgepodge of nothingness.
Happy birthday to my mom, Jackie Mueller.
Oh, I gotta get something about
yeah,
that.
You know, shout out to my mom. If you like me on this show, the reason I'm probably doing this kind of thing for a living is because my mom taught forensics. For a very long time, I think she still might kind of moonlight and help out. She
really?
Does, in fact. Yeah, I think she does actually teach forensics still as like kind of a weekend hobby, something she enjoys doing that's basically public speaking. So I never had that ingrained fear a lot of people do of public speaking of any kind.
You hear about these yes, out here we in go. Minnesota and Minneapolis. See, we got one right here in Butler. I think that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Pretty freezing, too.
Pretty freezing, too.
Happy birthday, Mom. That was her. They misspelled our last name on the news and said that she was just from Butler as opposed to somebody visiting Butler for that ice sculpting thing.
Jeff Hathorn is with Kyle Dubas right now, and Dubas just addressed why he decided to keep Rickard Rakell. Here's the quote. Rakell's a big part of our program. He wants to be a part of bringing the team back to contention. You don't just push that out the door. Having Rakell a part of the Penguins is definitely the right thing to do. Yeah, I don't like that answer. That sounds a lot to me like the reason why we're keeping TJ Watt for the Steelers and giving him a big deal is because of the sentimental attachment that comes with this whole one helmet mumbo jumbo. He wants to be a part of bringing the team back to contention. Well, you know, I want a lot of things too. I was about to name something inappropriate. We're just going through
I love
old
this.
Beds from.
I'm thinking of Smales right now.
This is going to catch on.
It's the dance of the living dead. Jeff in South Park said, "Whoever played the Ozzy Osbourne Judas Priest medley should get a raise."
You don't just push that out the door. So if you want to be a part of the team, well, I guess it did work that way because Shen said, "Get me out of here," and they said, "Got it." Rakell said, "I like Pittsburgh." All right, cool. Even though we could get a king's ransom for you. Now that we know you like it here, we'll grant your wish. Just say the real reason is because Sid wants to. You think
There's
it's a good
reasons.
Idea for Sid to keep playing with him.
There's two reasons. That one, and we didn't get completely bowled over by an offer that would have nullified
yeah,
part one.
You're right. That's the thing he can't say out loud.
Correct. Our buddy Tad Askew on Twitter, he likes to tweet us a lot. I always laugh when he tweets because his picture is the dude in Big Lebowski. He said, I'm on Sam Adams number 5 of the day wondering, why hasn't Donnie hit up Lou from Staten Island, loyal caller, to find out what to do on Staten Island?
Oh, that is a great point.
Can you imagine what our guy Lou would tell him? All right, Donnie, come here. We're going to go to this place. It's a great bar, and we're going to bitch about Mike Tomlin. He just shows up with like a manila folder of papers of complaints. We're going to complain about Mike over a few beers. Actually, Donnie and Lou would be a hell of a pairing just to like... Those two ships passing.
Man,
the
you
night.
Want to talk about a bat signal going up there. Anytime there's any even slightest.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
StreetEasy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, StreetEasy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Reese Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.